Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Brian Lubbers talking veterinary feed directive in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're talking today with Dr. Brian Lubbers from Kansas State. And Dr. Lubbers, let's talk a little bit about this whole concept of a veterinary feed directive. You were kind of explaining to producers today here at the Noble Foundation about where we really got this initial reaction from FDA to move forward with this strategy.
Yeah, we've seen several new antibiotic regulations come over the last 3 to 4 years, and they really a lot of them aren't new per se, but they're revisions of old regulations. The overall philosophy of the FDA was that they needed to address the antimicrobial resistance issue in humans particularly, but understanding that animal agriculture has a role with their use of antibiotics and how they're going to move forward with addressing that big picture resistance strategy.
We've heard, the ones that are numbered, the 209, the 213 are the ones we've heard a lot about, and they seem to be very prescriptive.
Yeah. 209 is the overlying philosophy of the FDA about how they're going to move forward with judicious use of human medically important antimicrobials in food animals. And it lays out kind of how they're going to move forward. And in that specifically, there are two overlying principles. One is that we're going to make sure that when we use antimicrobials in food animals, that we're doing so because it's necessary for the animal's health. And that led to guidance 213, which was really directed at the animal health companies and how they would change their product labels to remove claims like improved rate of weight gain, improved feed efficiency. And then the second principle was making sure that when antibiotics were used in food-producing animals, that a veterinarian was involved in the decision-making process, and that really led to revision of the VFD rules.
For that cattle producer, you are given some ideas as far as how they need to actually work with a veterinarian. There's quite a few hoops, theoretically, that have to be jumped through.
Yeah, really. The thing, if you're not working with a veterinarian today, you need to find a veterinarian that is going to fill VFD orders in the future. That's kind of the first, if you need to do something today, that's what you need to do. Really, it's all about making sure that the veterinarian is familiar with your operation, familiar with your cattle, knows what disease challenges you have, and then can address those diseases accordingly with veterinary feed directive drugs. There are steps to go through, yes, but it's really all about having that relationship that everybody knows what's going on at that time.
Dr. Brian Lubbers from K-State talking about the veterinary feed directive and that veterinary client-producer relationship that needs to be established, which will enable the cattle producer to be able to utilize these antibiotics as needed after the first of next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Dahlman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.